Yeah, old school. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this ain't for everybody. Some of y'all need to hear this. I know you in the trenches fighting, but check it out. I'm gonna put it down like this so I can help the saints understand. Everything you're going through is all part of the master plan. Or what? You thought cause you got saved everything was gonna be peaches and cream? You better wake up, son. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Faith without works is dead. Read your Bible. You know what it says. He who don't work don't eat. Blackers don't get fed. Huh? Yeah. Jesus said he who puts his hands to the plow looks back the same ain't fit. Some of y'all ain't been in the trenches 5 minutes and you about ready to quit. I ain't mad at ya, I'm just hitting you with the real. If you died for me, I was still tripping. Now how you think that make you feel? Check this out, deep game, this here's deep, huh? Some of y'all ain't sawing nothing but you're studying trying to reach, huh? But after him who's able to possess your fathers by his glory, struggles might be part of your testimony, but it ain't the end of the story. Now upon it, was prophesied way back in the day. Choir, sing your hook right here and see if the church can relate.
I know we can make it.
The fiery trials are to try you. You say, why you? But your shirt say, what would Jesus do? Why you asking if he ain't trying to do what he's saying, huh? He told you he was gonna have tribulations, but you thought he was playing, huh? One minute you tell him how good God is and can't nobody beat your talk. The next minute you're backsliding so fast, it's like you're moonwalking, huh? Oh yeah, I'm preaching to myself cause I ain't no better. It ain't like I've been following his every word, obeying it to the letter. But we soldiers, we gotta remember that. Regroup, stay on point, hey, yeah. Bow down, confess, repent, stay humble, let him anoint, huh? It ain't easy as I thought it was. I'd be lying if I told you that. But it's showing up getting better all the time. Trust me, that's the fact. Ain't nothing we going through that can't be handled. God put that on his son. Like they say, you can shout now if you want to, cause the battle's already won. So while you're going through the valley, don't even trip. You're gonna be on top. Quiet, say the hook line no more again. This time you don't stop.
I know we can make it.
I know we can make it too. I just had to give a few minutes to Big Boy upstairs, you know, to get his blessings, you know, because it's my belief and hope it is with yours as well. You know, he's going to reach down and touch all of us, so help us through this thing called life. Well, wherever you are, wherever you be, we hope you're being blessed and having a wonderful day, this hump day. You made it this far, so I know we're going to make it the rest of the way. This is your host, Lamont Patterson, and you are listening to I Am Indy. You feel a deal me? All right, well, you know, y'all just sit back, and, you know, we got some great things coming to you in a few minutes. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and put some music out there right now so we can get this thing, started. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all just sit back and put your ear on this. And if you had work, play like you're doing something.
One, two, one, two, three,
harvest light, music all around her heels, set the stage in atmosphere, many dressed up to their taste, participate in the ego race,
your chance to be,
your chance to be the biggest man in history, babe.
Tonight, tonight.
Now your curtain call, found your place after all, star face out in the crowd, saying nothing, talking loud.
Thank you.
promises. Looking through that looking glass, our vision shows us falling fast. We ain't gonna wait to see the sun. We're wasting time having fun. Yeah.
Our guest to be joining us briefly. I'm sure her private jet is circling the airport or something, but I know she'll probably be chiming in for a minute. C. Sanavia, are you with us?
I am with you. How you doing, Lamont?
I am wonderful. I'm so glad you could join us. You know, I know how you stars are with private jets and stuff. We had to wait till you guys get here.
That was good. That was good. You know, I had to make sure we landed, you know, on time.
Yeah. You know, you make sure the lipstick is right, you know, the eyeshadow and all that good stuff, you know. Can't be stepping out looking any kind of way. I got it.
Oh, you know. You already know. You know.
Yeah. It's hard work being a star, you know, I'm still trying.
Ooh. It is. It is definitely hard work. Oh my goodness.
Every day. Not just some days, but every day.
Yeah, man. It's very hard to try to keep up.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, I want to thank you for taking time out, coming through and joining us here today on I Am Indie. You know, I'm definitely excited to get into some of these questions and let our listeners hear everything that you got going on. Let me give you a brief introduction, everybody. This is C. Sanavia. Vocalist, choreographer, dancer, community activist. This lady's busy. You know, she's done some wonderful things out there in the community and still going strong. You know what I mean? She's also done some work with Lloyd, Mystical, Kenny Latinamore, I should say his name correctly. Kenny Latinamore, I know better. But, and JT Money and a host of others, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I left out about 30 people, but I'll let you tell everybody about them. Oh man, I got to get this question out because I had started, and I know, you know, I got seen the citizen brain deadly stuff happening too. I'm playing though, but what got you interested in this music thing? How did you get bit with this music bug? What started you out?
Man, it's a lot of compliments that I was getting from other people that recognized my voice and was like, man, she really got something. You can sing. I started in church singing, you know, trying to do some solo acts, be, you know, part of programs and joining the choir. So that also helped with my confidence and getting myself out there to sing. And eventually I branched off, you know, working with different people that does it, from musicians to actual like producers and people that's in the industry.
It's amazing how, you know, so many of us started out in the big house. What I mean by that is in the church.
Mhm. Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I thought I was gonna end up being a gospel artist, but you know, I'm not gonna knock it because maybe it may be in my future. But you know, only time will tell, and I'll just let.
It ain't over, my friend. That's what all I got to say. It ain't over. Ask Al Green and a whole bunch of others. You know, it's not over yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, it's not.
Yeah, your voice is your instrument, your gift. So, you know, you got to, like, let it go wherever it leads you.
That's true. Yeah. And I've definitely kept an open mind through this journey, you know.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of great vocalists that came out of church and still in church right today. Boy, you know, them gals and that can sing. You know, they can't.
We used to
say there's a difference between singing and singing. Them girls in the church, they can sing. You know, they can blow.
Mm-hmm. They be singing.
Yeah, they not
produced.
You
want yourself a good vocalist, some background singers or something? You go to church and get yourself some great, great instruments.
Hey, look, and some chicken, too.
Yeah. Don't forget the
chicken. Hey, don't forget the chicken, too. Them girls be eating. Hey, so listen, did any of your family members do music? You have any musics in the house?
Yeah. Actually, I do come from that background. My parents, they actually met in the choir. My dad was leading the choir, and my mom was in it. And from there, they birthed out two boys and two girls, and I'm the baby. And
hey.
My brothers and sisters, they actually, you know, actually have the gift as well to sing and rap, and they just hadn't taken it as far as I have, and that's okay.
Right. Everybody in their own time.
Yeah, everybody has their season. This is my season now.
Yeah, I hear you. But that's so great too, that you know you're surrounded by it, you know, and come from a creative family. So that's important. It's very important.
Absolutely.
So what do you see yourself doing next in your journey?
I do see possibly acting, because I really enjoy just the entertainment world. Anything that has to do with the arts, I'm a fan of. So whether it's learning a new instrument or taking up some acting classes, you know, to hone in and, you know, get involved in that field, I'm willing to do. I'm willing to push my music as far as it can go. There's no limit or no cap I'm putting when it comes to the music because I love it. I have a passion for it, and I'm going to continue to do it. Hopefully landing an EP, then a possible album. But it's not going to be possible because I'm going to make it possible. I'm going to make it happen. Because I am that type of person that you know, is a go-getter and that's ambitious and, you know, really love the arts and willing to try new things and see how far it takes me.
So what would be your ideal situation for you right now?
What do you mean?
Well, I know you just mentioned where you would like to go, but have you given any thought as to, maybe that's not a good question. That's kind of a loaded question because I know you don't know yet. that's a loaded question.
I'd like to do, but I guess when it comes to music, that's where my focus is because I do dance. I am taking acting classes and, you know, pursuing that too, but I'm trying to definitely define my writing skills right now. Currently in development with that so that I can become a better writer and produce some better quality music. You know, it's always a learning process when you end up doing, creating a sound or creating a project, and you always get something from it. You learn from it. You learn what the feedback you get from it as well, and, you know, you just keep pushing and moving forward, you know, trying to include or incorporate those adjustments that need to be made. And, you know, it's just a learning process, and I'm constantly growing and learning this field, and I love it. I love it.
Right. I just went brain dead there for a second. You know what? Let's play some of your music, and then we'll come back to it, because I know it'll come back to me. So let's talk about that, and then we'll get back with this, the nitty-gritty of the business, because we got a whole bunch of here questions lined up for you, and I know our listeners want to know every little thing about you. What would you suggest that we play first?
What songs do you have?
let me see. Euphoria. Your people sent us three. Let's see, we have that one. And was it Ride Clear?
Ride Clear?
Ride Clean, I'm sorry. Yeah, Ride Clean, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rider.
Yeah.
And
the
future?
Yep, and we got the future.
Okay.
I like the way Euphoria sounds, so I don't know how about that one starting out.
Okay, let's play Euphoria then. I mean, that's my most recent release.
That's what we need to go with first, and then we can come back and talk about that even some more. I always like to know, too, what was the inspiration for that?
The inspiration behind Euphoria?
Yeah. I mean, are you one of those? Are you one of those situation writers, or do your inspiration come to you at night? You know, I mean, how do you start? Where do you start?
Yeah, I believe that I am that, and I sometimes the production itself that also inspires me with which direction I'd like to take the record. But yes, Euphoria was definitely a feel good song. I wanted something that was more up tempo. That had good energy behind it, and I just wanted to add to that. So Euphoria, we know what Euphoria means, right? If you guys don't know.
So, I didn't ask you before. Do you, how many instruments do you play?
I do play the drums, but it's been a while since I played the drums. Like I said, I was in the church playing the drums, being the understudy for the guys when they weren't there on a Sunday. So they taught me. That was cool. And I'm currently learning guitar.
Okay. All right. So listen, we're going to put our ears on this. So everybody, you know what I like to say, let the windows down, turn the air conditioner up, put your ears on this. This is C. Sanavi, and this is Euphoria.
Hey.
Thank you.
sea tsunami. Mm. That was euphoria. I like that.
Euphoria.
You have a very sweet, melodic voice.
Thank you so much. You know what's so interesting? You guys played, I'm big on angel numbers, and you played Euphoria at 2:22. So I am on the right track, y'all. I feel like things are going in a good direction.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you're talking to me, so you can't help but be going in a good direction.
Oh, yes. And that's a plus. See,
absolutely.
We're in sync. We're in sync, Lamont.
Yep. And I definitely have a ear for talent. That is for sure. So you were in 2020. You were the Las Vegas Music Award winner.
Yes, I had gotten nominated. That was a great experience, and I got a whole award and everything, like a little trophy. It was all that. But it was due to the pandemic, it wasn't the full experience that I would have hoped it to be. But, I'm still grateful for the opportunity to even be nominated and be presented the award. It was absolutely
Guess what? You may be going back, because a good friend of mine who's actually connected with our network, Urban Culture Magazine, they do their little thing there in Vegas.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you know Will Montgomery? Do you know Will?
Will. Maybe.
Yeah. Urban Culture Magazine is his publication.
Urban.
But
Urban Media?
Urban Culture.
Urban Culture. Okay. I know a Minko from Urban Media. But
you'll probably be meeting the young man, because I'm sure he'll hear this show, and I'll reach out to him. He's a good, like I said, he's part of our organization, and he always give us good love on good write ups on different artists that's coming up and doing some great things.
Awesome. Amazing.
Yeah, I'll make sure my people will tell your people, so your people if it's okay with my people, so it could happen.
Yeah, I got you. For sure.
Because you got a great personality, and we always try to, like, leave the ladder down, you know. We always try to touch people and help every which way we can, because that's the only way we're going to make it.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate that, for sure. I can, I'll accept all the help that I can get.
Yeah, because each one teach one, and that's how it's supposed to be. Because I've had a lot of help along the way, and it's funny to say that usually the help that I've received has never been from the people that I've helped. It's always been through strangers or other people. Oh. That's crazy how life is that way.
That is funny. It's really funny. Wow.
But it's true. It's so true. So if you had the opportunity out there to collab with somebody or work with somebody, who would that be?
In Vegas? Or?
Period. In the industry.
I would like to work with Bruno Mars or Beyonce. They scream stardom, you know. you don't wanna just kinda cap yourself, so hey. I'm going to shoot high. I'm going to shoot for the stars. So, legends in the game, living legends in the game. So I definitely would love to work with Bruno Mars or Beyonce or who else? If it would be a rapper. Maybe J. Cole.
Yeah, J. Cole is cool. My grandson works with J. Cole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And R&B, I'd say probably like SZA or Jhené Aiko. Summer Walker.
Definitely got to make that happen in the very, very near future.
Yeah. That will be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, we got to put it out there. You know, you put it out there and it's going to happen. You know, I'm doing that more and more now. I'm putting it out there. I'm claiming it.
Absolutely.
And I'm just waiting for it to come. And I keep walking to the door every day and saying, you here yet? You here yet? You here yet?
Hey, I start my mornings off with affirmations. So, yeah, I understand. I completely understand that. And I'm going to claim it and believe that it's going to happen. So,
so do you have any shows lined up in the near future or anything?
Shows, not as of yet right now, but they're in the works. Just more doing more development, like working in the studio to produce more records is more of my focus versus the shows. But if, you know, shows do happen to pop up, you know, I'd be willing to make those pop-ups happen. But really, I have some things lined up probably by the first of the year.
Good thing, good time zone. When you do your shows, do you roll out by yourself, or do you have dancers or all of that? You know, how's your production?
Yeah, I've normally either performed solo or, you know, it just depends on the actual show, the lineup, and like what's expected, like what I can do. I'm willing to have dancers or backup vocalists. I've had backup vocalists in the past. But yeah, I'm willing to incorporate all that when I'm putting on a show.
So basically, you ready to rock and roll now? If somebody's ready to book you or have you come out, you ready to go?
Oh yeah, I'll be ready.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's up. Just checking, because as we're doing this show, you know, I know there's other people listening and going to put their ear on your music, and I know they're going to try to think and see what they can do, you know. So I'm sure you're probably getting some calls with some interest after the day, because this show is being heard all over the world, and it's on all the platforms. So
Awesome. Won't
be no reason for nobody to hear it. And I want to also say, too, for our listeners out there, you could always press number one on your phone, and you could join the conversation if you want to ask the question or just chime in at all. You can do that. Just press number one on your phone, and we'll let you in. Don't be scared. We ain't going to hurt you.
Hey.
Matter of fact, we can't see you. We can see your number, but we can't see you. So come on
in. Exactly.
Talk to us about this music thing.
Yeah, it's all
so
good.
So, see, let me ask you, how important do you feel like social media is with your artistry, with artist is trying to do something in the industry? How important do you think that is nowadays?
I believe it's very important. Social media is like running the world right now. As of, you know, today, everyone is on their phone. This is where people go now to check the news, you know, and sometimes it's more, if you're looking for entertainment news, social media is where people normally go. You know, they go to these million follower platforms like the Shade Room or World Star Hip Hop or you know, all these different ones, spiritual word. They have so many different platforms, hip hop news, where you just get the most recent up-to-date news on what's going on in the entertainment world. And so I believe that it's very important to put myself out there on social media because there's so many people on social media, and that's a large crowd to reach, you know. So...
Do you feel like it's necessary to have others that's, you know, a lot of artists have a team, or should I say a company
mm-hmm.
that's handling all their Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Twitter, and everything. Do you think it's important to have a team to do that, or do you think it's better for you to do it yourself?
Oh, well, I feel 50-50 about both, because when you're doing it yourself, you know, you have full control and you can see what it is that you're putting in and what you're doing. But when, you know, you reach a certain level and of success and it feels overwhelming and you have multiple things to do, you have tasks and, you know, deadlines to reach and places to go, appointment here, interview there, you know, like, that'll get a little out of hand if you're just doing it yourself. It'll bring a lot of pressure amongst the artists, and the artist is supposed to just be the artist, be ready
Correct.
To go wherever. So, you know, forming that team is very important. My team is slowly growing. It's not as big, but it's getting there. And, you know, of course I want the right team, the right people in my corner that truly believe in me and believe in where I'm going, and, you know, see this not being in vain. So I believe, you know, doing social media marketing and having these teams or these corporation companies that come out to try to help you get more organized once as you building your career, I believe that it is important to have, you know, it is important to have a PR. It's important to have a social media marketing company, you know, running your campaigns and, you know, having your whole, like, I believe, you know, us as artists, when we first start, we set the foundation and they come and just kind of pick up where we left off and arrange things where they should be and make things a lot more cleaner and more organized, you know, and that's when it becomes helpful. That's when it becomes, you know, resourceful and important to have.
Well, you said two things that resonate with me from, you know, being a manager at one point in my life and now, you know, running the label. As an artist, you said starting with yourself, putting it together first, you, yourself, and once
mm-hmm.
you get things going, then everybody else could join in and help you, you know, structure it better and take it to the next level. You know, it's a lot of artists that I've talked to, I mean, a lot of times and for years and still talk to, they're still looking for somebody else to believe in them more than they believe in themselves. And I tell them all the time, you have to believe in you. You have to invest in you. You have to start it, because who's going to
yeah.
care about you and your craft more than you, you know? And if you don't believe
Absolutely.
In you, why should somebody else, you know? So there was two things that you said that was really important, and I hope our listeners out there are taking notes and getting that, and, you know, and from your energy and your start, and that's why you can compile a team, because your team is only going to be as
mm-hmm.
strong and sharp as you.
Absolutely. And, you know, they'll have a lot more respect for you just seeing your growth, you know, where you start to where you're going, just with you doing it yourself, you know, and then that will also spark, you know, their interest in wanting to be involved however they can, because
right.
they're seeing your drive, they're seeing your persistence, you're seeing your consistency, you're, you know, you're striving to, like, make it, like, you really want this. And it makes sense for someone that has that type of drive and also got the talent too. So, like, you got the talent and you have that drive, oh, yeah. You know, we'd like to see what else you got in store. We'd like to know what's going on, you know? How can we be involved? Like, something about that is just like, okay.
I get it.
Why are you at 23 views? You know, like, what can we do to help? How can we spread the message, you know? Do we need to go and, you know, let everybody know who you are or get your book here or, you know, pass out some flyers here? Any way I can help. That's how that just naturally becomes. And then they see you as a person. So with that, they see you as a person and as the artist, and they see your hunger and they see your drive. It just all just connects together, and it just becomes something better, you know?
Always, and that's how it goes. And I'm just finna tell you, boy, on the way while we doing all that stuff, we just got to make sure that we have a flea collar and get one that glows in the dark.
Mm.
You know, because you got those that's just going to, you know, ain't going to jump on you and just ride as long as they can, you know. So we got to make sure we got a good flea collar so we can get rid of them along the way that, you know, that's draining our energy and just being around for the ride, but really ain't bringing nothing to the table.
That's true. Yeah, so you know, definitely got to keep your eyes out for them.
Yeah. So we're going to play some more music. Yeah, we're going to play some more of you and let our listeners put their ears on this. I just love your melodic voice and stuff. You know, we might have to sing something together. But y'all, put your windows down, turn the air conditioner up, and put your ears on this.
Never had Okay, your girl Miss Drama Ganza? Mm-hmm, check. Lip gloss? Check. Mascara? Check. I am Indy with the homie K Biddy? Check, check. You listening to Blog Talk Radio, baby, and I love you for it. Mwah.
Yeah, 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 whatever. Yeah, that was...
She got personality, though.
Yeah, yeah, I know. She kills me.
Don't downplay the personality.
I'm not. Hey, look, I'm blessed for every little bit of thing. But everybody, that was the future, correct? With C. Tsunami?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that. How did you go about writing that? What was the inspiration for that?
Well, so the inspiration kind of stems from something personal a little bit.
what did he do? Or what did they do or what didn't they do?
There was like a level of envy there, and it was unnecessary. Like, it's like, why is there even envy, you know? And it was said to me. That's the biggest part. Like, wow, this is how you feel about me. But you love me and you admire me. You know, it was a very weird mixed feeling thing. And it was just like, but this person, I adore this person too. And it just sucked for her. You know, that person to see that there should be any level of envy there, because that person had their own talents as well. And I was looking at them like, okay, you know, I'm pushing, you applauding me and congratulating me, and I'm applauding you and congratulating you and pushing you, and I'm looking for you to build yourself up. You know, the way I'm building myself up, this is a constant growing thing. Like, I haven't arrived. You know, I want you to understand it. There's room for us all at the table. You feel me? Like, this is what I want. This was the message. There's room for all women at the table. We do not have to bash each other. We do not have to, you know, talk about each other behind each other's back, be catty or anything like that, because that seems to be something people kind of throw out there as stereotype as far as us women doing this to each other. And it's like, no, we don't need to do this. We need to uplift each other and, you know, congratulate each other and, like, root for one another when we're winning, when we're on our way, you know, to winning. Like, you know, this is a constant growing thing, and we grow in together as women. So, like, don't think that you're singled out and you're, like, out of the picture, and, like, you know, there's no room for you. There is room for you. If someone said that there wasn't, they lying. Like, that's just a bold-faced cap, you know? And that's kind of where it stemmed from. And from there, I just started making it, trying to narrow, you know, angle it in the direction of, oh, make this, like, a women's anthem. Like, hey, ladies. You know, all my women, I hope you feel me. Yeah, I can see my future because my future's bright. I hope you see yours too. You feel me? I hope you see yours too, because yours is bright. Yours is just as bright as mine. Like, it's just an anthem, like a motivational, inspirational type of song that also has some, like, Bruno Mars influence as well, like, as far as direction, like, when I wanted to go musicality, technicality. That's who I was feeling, you know. But overall, yeah, it was just to, you know, bring some positivity and light to our women, knowing that we can have a bright future no matter what field you're in. You can be a doctor, a nurse. You can be a lawyer. You can be whatever you want, paralegal. You can do it all. And I'm going to push you, sis. We gonna get there, you know. If you fall down, I'm gonna pick you. That's just it. That's the future.
Very well said. Very well said. You know, because that's how it is. You know, each one teach one, and you got to get them the message any way you have to. You know, any way mm-hmm. you can. You got to get them the message, because
right, because it's
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
It's not a competition.
We too busy trying to do what we're doing. We ain't got a chance to be looking at somebody else that might be running on the other lane, you know. I'm trying to watch what I'm doing to make sure I don't stumble and fall.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Boy, I'm loving your voice and stuff. So well, let me ask you this. What genre would you consider yourself in?
I would say, like, R&B, pop. I know I just said two genres, but...
No, that's good.
R&B,
but
pop.
I can hear both of those. I'll agree with you on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that. So, but what is your favorite, or do you have a favorite? Because it seems like you can do both of them flawlessly, so, but do you have a favorite?
I guess I would say R&B. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, seem like the R&B would be the bottom, you know what I mean? Should I say the foundation?
Uh-huh.
And so it could easily morph into what you're saying. It could even morph into the pop.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably what it does anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, like, I love both. I love both.
Yeah. Like I said, you can do things here that you do both of them flawlessly. But, boy, time sure be flying. But we got one more song for you, and we're going to go ahead and get that one in. Tell us about that. What is it, Rider Clear?
Rider. Rider. Okay. Yeah, that one is. Yeah, it's not Rider Clear.
Oh, Rider Clean. I guess that's the title that they gave me. I don't know where that came from. It's just Rider?
Yeah, it's just Rider. Maybe because it's the clean version that they sent over. I'm not really using that much profanity, but, you know, I just made a clean version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a clean version for Ryder. And if anybody would like to see all the music videos for these songs, you know, you guys can check it out on YouTube. Euphoria's music video is out. The Future's music video is out and Letter. So, you know, if y'all get a chance, a moment in the day, and you know, like, I actually liked that song when I heard it the first time. Let me hear it back again. Might as well put it with the visuals.
That's right. Well, we're going to let them put their ears on this right now.
And make sure y'all subscribe and like and comment. All that helps, you know.
Oh,
anything
definitely.
Anything inputs.
All that. Well, we're going to let you tell them all that, how to get at you and how to reach you and all that good stuff. So, but right now, everybody... Oh. Let the windows down, turn the air conditioner up, and put your ear on this. This is Ryder with C. Sanavi.
Ryder. Follow me at www.speedsanavi.com. That's my website. And there it'll lead you to all the platforms that I have on for my music. It'll lead you to my song website, songwhip.com/speed-sanavi. And there you'll be able to listen to my music on Spotify, Tidal, on YouTube, on Pandora, Google Play, Amazon Music, just all those platforms. You can subscribe, like, share, comment on my YouTube page, Stee Sanavi, S-E-E, space S-A-N-A-V-I. You'll be able to find that there on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook at Stee Sanavi, S-E-E-S-A-N-A-V-I, all lowercase, all together, very simple. Or it might be C space Sanavi, if you're trying to find me. Just Google me. You'll be able to find me.
Just make it simple.
I pop right
just
up.
Just Google me. It'll come up, you know. Because I'm that girl. Just Google me.
Yeah, because I'm that girl. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate
right.
y'all for having me on the platform and playing
we
the music.
We appreciate you as well. And we'll be in touch soon. And for everybody that just joined the show lately, it'll be available in about 2 minutes everywhere. So you can hear it from the beginning and you can hear this fantastic talent. Stee Sanavi, you can hear all her songs and their entire. And I want to say thank you again for coming through and chatting with us. We enjoyed you.
Oh, I enjoyed this. Thank you so much. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Am I able to put this on my page too?
Yes, you are.
Like, okay.
Yes,
okay,
yes, you are.
Cool.
Yes, you are. You'll be able to, and I want to thank your people. Thanks, Mr. Brown, for making this possible. Got to give him a shout-out
yes.
as well.
Shout-out to Kurt. Appreciate
yeah,
you.
Yep. And I'm sure I'll be talking to him shortly. I'm sure I'll be talking to him shortly as well. But anyway, our time is up, and we're out of here. Appreciate you much, and keep on doing what you're doing. And for my listeners, we'll be back next week, same time, and No telling who we might have on here, but you got to check us out in order to see. www.worldmover.com. Just Google the show and it'll come up everywhere. So stay blessed out there, y'all. Yeah. See you next week.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace.